Central Time, I'm Rob Ferret. You're with us here on the Ideas Network. Coming up, a new bipartisan bill in the state legislature would end the use of personal conviction waivers by parents who want to opt out of vaccinating their children. We'll talk to one of the sponsors of the legislation. First, there are a lot of different crafts that people practice. Some go back hundreds or even thousands of years. You might think of woodworking or pottery, but what about spinning yarn, glassblowing, making chocolates, or making custom-built motorcycles? Eric Gorges is the host of the PBS show A Craftsman's Legacy. In each episode, Eric visits a different craftsperson. He doesn't just talk with them, he works alongside them. And he doesn't just learn some new skills, he picks up some life lessons along the way. Eric is the author of the new book, A Craftsman's Legacy, Why Working With Our Hands Gives Us Meaning. It just came out today. He'll be at Milwaukee Makerspace for an event tomorrow evening hosted by Boswell Books. Eric, thanks a lot for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
Well, Eric, you write that you grew up exposed to and with an appreciation for working with your hands. Tell us about that.
Yeah, you know, when I was a kid, I grew up in the 70s and 80s, and you know, my dad was super mechanical, and my granddad was a cabinet maker, and we never hired anybody to do anything, honestly. I mean, we did everything ourselves, and I thought it was just normal. I really did. It wasn't until I was older that I realized not everybody sort of grows up this way or is able to do all those things or wants to, you know. But as an adult, looking back on it, that's when I really realized, like, wow, look at that upbringing, you know, and what it gave me, the work ethic and the ability to work with my hands and not be, you know, deterred by difficult projects, and also appreciate other craftsmen, you know, and other people that work with their hands for a living.
That said, you weren't doing this for a living for a while, and you ended up doing it in part literally as a form of therapy. Can you talk about how you ended up there?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. I originally was in IT. I worked for Xerox Corporation, and it was a great environment, and I truly loved it. But I started to develop a pretty severe panic disorder to the point where it ultimately made me agoraphobic, and I didn't leave my house and was pretty heavily medicated for a long periods of time, and working with my hands gave me relief because it allowed my mind to focus on something other than when is my next attack going to happen. And you know, I was having 6 to 8 attacks a day, and it was truly debilitating for me personally. But working with my hands allowed an escape for me and for my mind, and I could lose sense of time in it. And it really was, you know, something that healed me in more ways than one. And it changed who I am as a man. You know, as horrific and horrible as that experience was for me to go through, it was probably the best thing that ever happened in my life, besides my daughter, you know?
And going through the book and on your show, of course, you take a lot of lessons away from what we get out of working with our hands, out of making a craft. And one that really struck me was you talk about as a kid making model airplanes and, you know, you want that glue to be dry now so you can go to the next step. Or making a motorcycle, you want the pieces to look like a gas tank now, but as much as we want things to happen now, you are on the craft schedule. It doesn't care what you want. And that seems like a really valuable thing sometimes.
Oh, right. Think about today. You know, today's world, you can buy anything online. You can have it at your doorstep sometimes the same day. You know, we've lost touch with the idea of patience, the idea of waiting for things, the idea of allowing somebody to think through a project and make something special. I'm you know, first in line to blame on that too. You know, I'm all over Amazon all the time, you know what I mean? And I'm like, hey, when's my box going to be here? And I'm tracking shipments, you know, but at the same time, I strive in my life to not be rushed, not allow things to rush me, to enjoy the process, to enjoy the experience today, right now, And that means a lot to me. I feel like I get a lot out of that.
Talking to Eric Gorgias. He's the host of the PBS show, A Craftsman's Legacy. He's got a new book out today. It's called A Craftsman's Legacy, Why Working With Our Hands Gives Us Meaning. Well, Eric, I think there's probably two groups of people out there listening right now. Some people say, of course, I work with my hands. I've done it my whole life. I love it. Yeah. And then there's people, and this is more me, like, okay, I'm probably never going to earn a living working with my hands. I wouldn't know where to start. Talk to this second group, my group. Even if we're not going to make a career out of motorcycles or pottery or whatever, make the case that we should find something to at least spend a little time doing this.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. You know, and that's really the deal. Like, not everybody's going to make a living or wants to make a living doing this. And you shouldn't have to or really want to. I mean, this is your life, right? But everybody can relate to a time in their childhood when, pardon me, when they made a Christmas ornament or a Mother's Day card or a Father's Day card, right? And you're in school making this and you're 8 years old, say, or whatever, and you are putting everything you have into this, everything. You're using all the glitters. You're using all the pasta and noodles and the glue and everything else. You are so excited to make this and to gift it. Right? There's no chance you're waiting until Christmas or Mother's Day or Father's Day to gift this to that person. You're doing it right when it's done, right when you get home, because you're so excited and so proud of that, right? That's what I want you to find again, because it's still in you. As adults, it just gets beaten down over time because all these other priorities in life come about, right? You got your family, you got bills to pay, you got, you know, all these other commitments that you have to keep up. And we lose track with that sense that we once had as a kid, but it's still there. That's why you should work with your hands. That's why you should think about doing something. And it doesn't matter what it is. Make models. Make a carving out of wood. Do some knitting, some yarn work, whatever, clay work, whatever. There are so many different things you can do that have minimal, if any, cost involved to it. And really, you can learn as you go. You don't need to be an expert day one. Nobody is.
That's one of your big lessons in the book. You say, yeah, the first things you do are going to be, I don't know the word you use, but terrible, let's say. So what?
Oh, it doesn't matter. Yeah. What if you fail? Who cares? You've learned from it, right? The difference between an expert and a novice, an expert's made more mistakes than you have. But once you start making those mistakes, you're on your way to becoming an expert, right? That's the difference. You have more time, more seat time, as I say. You know, you've spent more time doing it. You've made more mistakes. You know how to recognize them and how to correct them, and you move forward. And that's so important. You know, I truly believe that we learn from our mistakes, not from our, you know, our champion moments, not from our successes necessarily, because it really doesn't reinforce anything. But mistakes, you gather from that.
In your book, you and in your show, of course, you meet lots of people who have a lot of inspiring stories and work that they do. I want to check out one of them now. Somebody who's an amazing craftsman in the field of pottery, David McDonald. You often ask people whether they think of themselves as artists or as craftspeople. I want to give a listen to a little of David McDonald's answer to that.
I inherited an artistic tradition that goes back centuries from Africa. An artist is concerned with creating a new tradition, whereas a craftsman tend to be more respectful of tradition, and then through that vehicle, try to make a personal statement.
You've gotten a lot of different answers to that question of artist or craftsperson, but I love this one that David feels like he is part of this lineage of people doing pottery going back literally centuries. Can you talk about what you got from David?
You know, working with David was a very unique and special time for me. My mother had just passed, and about 2 days after her funeral, I was with David in his workshop. And so my mind wasn't really in the proper space to be hosting a television show. And I was rather lost, to tell you the truth, because my mind was on my mother at the time. And once we got sitting behind the wheel, the pottery wheels, and I had never done it before. I didn't know what I was doing. I was having trouble with it, you know, and I didn't know how much pressure to apply and where to apply pressure. And oftentimes when I'm watching somebody else work, I focus on their hands because I can read a lot from their hands, how they're positioning them and how much pressure they're applying and things like that. Well, with ceramics, your hands are coated with slits, so you can't necessarily see them very well. And I was struggling with it, and David came over to me, and he put his hands on my hands, and it was such a powerful time because I instantly knew how much pressure to apply, and I instantly knew where I should hold my hands and how I should do it. And man, it just lit from there. It became another opportunity for me to heal from, you know, and I'm a Catholic boy, you know, I go to church every Sunday, and God had me where he wanted me at that time. And David stepping into my life at that time was so healing for me because I got to tell you, man, I made probably 7 or 8 bowls at that time because it just, again, allowed me to refocus my mind and think about something other than my mom at that time and get back into doing what I was there to do, which is to highlight David and his craftsmanship and his abilities and just a wonderful man he is. And even when we were done, you know, when my segments were done filming, the crew picked up the wheel, they moved it off to the side out of frame and let me go. And I just kept making bowls and kept working at it, you know, and David was just like, yeah, man, go at it, keep doing it. And I'm really grateful for that opportunity, you know, and grateful for his friendship.
We're talking to Eric Gorgas right now. He's the host of A Craftsman's Legacy on PBS. His new book is A Craftsman's Legacy, Why Working with Our Hands Gives Us Meaning. We'll go to a caller now. Marcus is with us in Milwaukee. Marcus, hi.
Hi, how are you?
Good. What do you want to tell us about Marcus?
First, I just like to say, Eric, I really enjoyed the program where you were working on the watches. I found or the clocks. I found that one exceedingly interesting.
Thank you.
Yeah, love the program. Personally, I do sculpture, I do art, and I like to take more of like the Bob Ross approach from PBS programming. No mistakes, just happy accidents.
Exactly, and, yeah.
You know, and just I've actually had stuff where it turned out better because of the mistake or the accident. And like you said before, God has his way of doing things and makes things happen in his own time. And so, yeah, I just I like to create art that, you know, sculpture that I enjoy looking at for the most part. And if other people like it, then all the better.
Marcus.
That's awesome, man.
Thanks so much. And Eric, you write about there are a lot of craft and art traditions that require at least one flaw, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean, you know, perfection is this illusion that we chase, right, in our own mind. And you know, that inclusion of an error or some form of imperfection, you know, that goes back thousands of years, you know, and it's still followed today. No one's perfect except for God.
Marcus,
and,
Marcus, thanks a lot for the call. Eric, before we go back to the callers, I wanted to ask, you know, you knew you wanted to work with your hands. Why was it motorcycles in particular?
That's a great question. So at the time, a friend of mine asked me while I was sick, he said, you know, if you could do anything for a living, what would you do? And I instantly said, you know, I'd make things. I love making. I love creating. And he said, what would you create? And I really went back and forth between metal and wood. You know, I had a background in wood already. I'd done some woodworking, and I enjoyed it very much. But metal, I didn't know anything about, but I was intrigued by it. I always thought welding was just super cool, you know, and the ability to weld and fuse material together. And being able to shape metal seemed very interesting to me and challenging. And that's how it went down.
Let's bring on another caller now. Bridget is with us in Seymour. Bridget, hi.
Hello. My mother, I want to talk about her because she was an accomplished artist in her own right, but, oh, you could not get her a Mother's Day gift that she couldn't make. That, you know, she was into making enamel earrings and pendants back in the 50s.
Oh, wow.
She did graduate into oils and watercolors, and she was so accomplished, she even took first place at the Minnesota State Fair.
Wow.
We didn't exhibit as much as she possibly could have. She was so creative that she, when we moved to Denver, she got into pottery and making pots out of the clay from the mountain.
Bridget, I got to ask before I let you go, do you make stuff yourself?
Oh, yeah. I do the crafting, but I've let the actual artistry with painting and watercolors and whatever to my sister Peggy. So just my other sister Mary is very artistry involved too.
That's great. Bridget, thank you so much for sharing that. So that it went from generation, one generation to another. She had a role model, but Eric, you are collecting role models for people with all the people you bring onto your show and into your book. Can you talk about finding whatever craft you get into, finding that mentor, either somebody in person or just somebody to be inspired by from afar?
Meaning, how do we find people for the show or for anybody?
For anybody, yeah, just to find that inspiration from someone, even if it's not your parents.
Yeah, I think now it's even easier for people because, you know, of the internet. You can go online, you can find people, and pretty much everybody's very approachable. I found that, you know, people that work with their hands, 9 times out of 10, they want to share that knowledge, you know, because most people understand that it's not really their knowledge to keep. You know, you're just a carrier, man. You have to make sure that you're teaching other people to keep that alive. And most people want to do that. So finding somebody to learn from is usually pretty easy.
Thanks a lot for that call. We're talking to Eric Gorges. He's the author of the new book, A Craftsman's Legacy, Why Working With Our Hands Gives Us Meaning. You might know him from the PBS show, A Craftsman's Legacy. Back to your calls now. Dana is with us in Wauwatosa. Dana, hi.
Hi, how are you?
Good. What did you want to tell us about, Dana?
I hope you don't have another line ringing. I'm sorry. I figured it's just I'm in the car. I have been a craft junkie my entire life. I'm 54. My grandmother was really the inspiration, and she taught me how to knit. She taught me how to sew, and she did a lot of other things that I didn't do, needlepoint, made rugs and whatnot. And like you say, in my life, it's been so hard to find the time. I mean, I used to make socks and hats and sweaters. And, you know, and now I just take the time to do the simple projects, and because it's therapeutic, it's rewarding, and I'm much more focused and relaxed. If I have to sit in front of the computer and do expenses and sales reports, I'm just antsy, you know. And I just love it.
Dana, thank you so much. I want to jump in because we just have a couple minutes left. But Eric, she used the word, and you've used it, and you've got a whole chapter about it, focus, the idea that doing our craft brings us this focus that we might not have at other parts of our lives. Can you talk about that?
Yeah, I mean, you know, so many times when we're trying to do things, especially now, you know, we're multitasking, as they say, right? And then for a long time, that was a thing. Well, you know, are you able to multitask? And then we came around and you know, it came out that, well, that's not really productive, so you should really focus. Well, oftentimes when you're working with your hands, making something, you're forced to focus. You have to be in that environment right now, right there, and blow everything else out of your mind. And again, it's just therapeutic. It's healing. You know, it allows you to do that. It allows your mind to just really focus on one thing and concentrate on doing that one thing well.
Thank you so much for that call. We just have a minute or so left, Eric. Leave us with some inspiration again to maybe pick back up that craft. If people like Dana, we don't have that time anymore. Talk us into making that time.
You've got the time. You really do. Everybody has the time. It's just finding it, prioritizing it, making it worthwhile for you. And if you have kids, I highly encourage you to, you know, bring them in and do something with your kids. Make a project together. Make a birdhouse. Make whatever it is. Knit something. You know, paint something. And teach your kids and show your kids how to work with their hands. It's amazing.
We'll leave it there. Eric, thanks for joining us and have a good visit here in Wisconsin.
Thank you. I've got a flight out in a little bit, so
all
I look
right
forward to it.
fantastic. That's Eric Gorges. He's the host of A Craftsman's Legacy on PBS. You can check the schedule to watch him on Wisconsin Public Television. We've been talking about his new book. It's out today. It's called A Craftsman's Legacy, Why Working with Our Hands Gives Us Meaning. He's going to be at Milwaukee Makerspace for an event tomorrow evening hosted by Boswell Books. And hey, there's still time to share your story about crafting. I'm sorry we have a bunch of you still on the line right now, but we can take your emails. You can email ideas@wpr.org or post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. Tell us about your crafts and we'll share at least some of your stories on the show in the next couple of days. Again, email ideas@wpr.org or post on the Ideas Network Facebook page.